My name is Angela Allen Johnson, and I would like to welcome you to my new podcast, Just Between You, Me, and the Gatepost. And you might be wondering, why would she use a name like that? Well, as a small child, I would watch my mom talking to her friends over the fence, around the gatepost, and they would frequently say, you know, just between you, me, and the gatepost. And then they would share funny stories. They would share stories about other people. They would share scriptures and current events. And yes, sometimes they would even do a little gossiping. But I always thought it was something that I would want to do something with someday. And I am the author of 5 books. And I use the social media platforms as much as I can to dispense wisdom and encouragement for my listeners. And this is just another way that God has provided for me to be able to encourage my listeners with either funny anecdotal stories or scriptures or, you know, my current feelings on politics and the climate that we're in. So this is just going to be my very brief introduction for Just Between You, Me, and the Gatepost. This is a platform that I've chosen to be able to share those stories and to be able to stay connected with my listeners and to be able to create larger and more audiences. So the first story I want to share with you has to do with me as a very small child. As a very small child, I was very shy. I was very introverted. I was the baby of 4 for 4 years. And so I was very indulged. My mother, we stayed pretty close to the vest. We stayed behind this beautiful picket fence that my father had built himself with matching picket furniture. We lived in this little cottage of a house with a wagon wheel in the front yard and a swing set in the back. I mean, it was very quaint. It was an inner city environment, but they made our environment very quaint. And I remember that the lady who lived next door was a really good friend of my mom's, and there weren't many places that I could go on this street, but I could go to her house, and her name was Miss Marion. And Miss Marion had, we shared the same birthday, January the 15th, we shared the same birthday, so she was my godmother. And she was also very indulgent of me as a child. She would ask my mother if I could come over and get chocolates that she kept in her refrigerator. And I think to this day is why I have chocolates in my refrigerator. She had all kind of Hershey bars and candy bars and just Snickers and everything you could think of. And so my mother would open the gate and let me out, and I would go right next door, and she would lead me through her house and all the way to the back, because we both lived in these kind of shotgun kind of houses. And she led me to the back, and she'd open the refrigerator, and she would open what is now, I believe, the vegetable drawer. It was the vegetable drawer that had all the candy. She would open the drawer and she would say, "Angie, what do you want?" And I would just stand there and think, and she never rushed me. She never, you know, decided for me. She let me take as long as I'd like, and she saw me all wide-eyed and excited, and she just really enjoyed having me around. So I would make my selection, and I would have this cold candy bar in my hand, couldn't wait to get home so that I could open it and enjoy it. So we'd come through the house, and she'd let me out the front door, and of course my mother would be waiting at the gatepost for me to come back into the fence, and she'd open the gatepost, and I would come in, and she'd, you know, lock the gate behind me, and we'd go into the house and just have a regular day. I had a stay-home mom, and there was something really glorious about having a stay-home mom. My mom had to work with my first 3 siblings. But when I was born, number 4, she decided to come home and be a stay-home mom. She was a great stay-home mom. I was on a schedule. You know, I got up in the morning before my siblings. She got me all washed up and dressed so that everybody else could get ready for school and work. We'd all have breakfast together at the breakfast table. When she had gotten everybody off to school, she allowed me to go watch educational television. So I was watching things like Mr. Green Jeans and Romper Room, and I grew up watching educational television. And then after that, she would plan an outing for us. We would either go see one of her friends. They would take the children to the park, and they would push us on swings as they talked. As we got home, there was always a hot lunch waiting for me. And she was also fixing lunch for my dad at that time. So she would come home and make lunch for my father to come home and to eat. And before they ate together, they would put me down for a nap. I can remember this very vividly. I can remember being put down for a nap and they enjoying the lunch together. And then after my nap was over, I had a snack. There might have been a little more television, where she was preparing for my school-age siblings to come home. They always had a snack. They had to change out of their school clothes into their play clothes. I mean, I'm talking about a time in a life that many of you understand and will feel very familiar with, and some of you won't understand because you didn't have that level of structure as a child. But you know, as soon as my siblings got home, we could all go outside and play. We still couldn't go outside the gate. My brother could, but because he was the oldest. But we would go outside and play jacks and hopscotch and jump rope and just be children. It was a very innocent time. It was a very glorious time, I remember, in my life. And then it was time to go in and get ready for dinner, where we all washed up and sat down and ate dinner together. And my father may have or may not have joined us, depending upon what his day was like. And we would, you know, tell stories around the dinner table. My brother would always entertain us with stories that we didn't know if they were real or not, but he always would entertain us with stories. And you know, after we finished eating, my mother would quickly be in the kitchen washing the dishes and allowing us a little television. And you know, if it was summer, if it was warm, we could go back outside for a little while. But you know, we saw those street lights come on, we knew it was time to come in for good. So we would come in, you know, get our baths, get ready for bed, maybe watch a television program. You know, back then we were watching very innocent programs, nothing like what goes on today. And then it was time to be off to bed. So that's just one of the stories I wanted to share with you today. One of the stories I wanted to kind of introduce myself with. This very shy little girl that grew into a mother, a minister, and a mogul. I'm very vocal on social media. I'm also a public speaker. I told you I was an author. I'm a mobile notary. And now I'm starting podcasting. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to hearing about your stories and hearing about how you feel about the broadcast, and even giving me some ideas for the broadcast. So I want to thank you for listening today, and I will be talking with you soon.